This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Stacy A. Albright, appellant, v. Union Electric Company, respondent, decided November 26, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Stacy A. Albright, no ED112829. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Franklin County versus cause number 21ABCC168. Union Electric Company. Honorable Ryan J. Helfrich, respondent. Filed November 26, 2024. Stacy Albright filed a petition against respondent Union Electric Company, UE, alleging negligence and breach of contract claims for a fire that damaged Albright's residential property. The Circuit Court granted UE's motion for summary judgment, finding Albright could not provide substantial evidence that electricity was the cause of the fire. The Circuit Court's judgment is reversed, and the case is remanded for proceedings consistent with this court's opinion. Background: following a fire in his home, Albright sued several parties, including UE, alleging their negligence caused the blaze. In his petition, Albright alleged that the fire started when three LED lights in a closet overheated. Albright further alleged that UE was responsible for the fire because it failed to turn off the electrical power to the house when requested to do so. 2. After discovery, UE filed a motion for summary judgment arguing it was entitled to judgment as a matter of law because Albright failed to provide any substantial evidence that electricity caused the fire. In support of its motion, UE filed a statement of uncontroverted material facts. UE's statement of facts consisted of 8 individually numbered paragraphs. The first 7 paragraphs each begin with the following statement. Plaintiff alleges in paragraph 93 of the amended petition. Each of these 7 paragraphs then recites verbatim an allegation from the amended petition. These paragraphs were not supported by any affidavit or document. The 8th paragraph states that plaintiff contends that 3 individuals stated that a circuit breaker connected to the closet where the fire is alleged to have started tripped several times per week. This paragraph was supported by a copy of Albright's interrogatory responses. In the motion for summary judgment, UE argued that the uncontroverted material facts demonstrated that it was entitled to judgment as a matter of law because Albright has not come forward with any substantial evidence that electricity caused the fire. In response, Albright's attorney admitted that his amended petition did, in fact, make the allegations stated in the first 7 paragraphs of UE's statement of facts. Albright also admitted there were several individuals who stated that the circuit breaker tripped several times a week. Albright also added several additional facts, each noting that he had an expert witness available for deposition, but that the deposition had not yet occurred. The Circuit Court entered summary judgment in UE's favor, determining Albright could not provide substantial evidence that electricity was the cause of the fire. Albright appeals, claiming the circuit erred because UE's statement of uncontroverted material facts does not establish that UE is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. 3. Standard of review. This court reviews the grant of summary judgment de novo. Brockington v. New Horizons Enters, LLC 654, SWW 3D 1876, 880, Mo Bank 2022. Summary judgment is proper only if the moving party establishes that there is no genuine issue as to the material facts and that the movant is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. Editor, quoting Green v. Photohyam, 606 SW 3D 113 115, Mo Bank 2020. The record below is reviewed in the light most favorable to the party against whom summary judgment was entered, and that party is entitled to the benefit of all reasonable inferences from the record. Glendale Shooting Club, Inc. vs. Landolt, 661 SW 3D 778 782, Mo Bank 2023. Quoting Brockington, 654 SW 3D at 880. Analysis. Albright claims the Circuit Court erred in granting UE's motion for summary judgment because the facts it set forth does not entitle UE to judgment as a matter of law. Instead, Albright asserts that UE has only demonstrated there is no dispute as to what Albright's amended petition says, and to the fact that Albright's interrogatory responses indicated that several people have said that a circuit breaker in the home tripped repeatedly. This court agrees. Granting summary judgment on this limited record inappropriately shifts the burden of establishing a right to judgment as a matter of law from the moving party to the non-movement. A defendant may establish a right to judgment by showing, one, facts that negate any one of the claimant's elements facts, two, that the